It's taken 10 years of experiments, but researchers at the University of Rhode Island have finally perfected a fish with six-pack abs and muscular shoulders. Professor Terry Bradley says his fish have 15 to 20% more muscle mass than normal trout, bulk achieved by inhibiting myostatin, a protein that controls muscle growth.
Myostatin in humans and in mammals has been shown to regulate muscle growth. Question is, what does it do in fish? We've been able to produce transgenic fish that are expressing proteins that inhibit myostatin and other related factors. There's a tremendous increase in the amount of muscle mass in the fish.
Bradley and a team of graduate students spent 500 hours injecting 20,000 rainbow trout eggs with various DNA types designed to inhibit myostatin. Of the eggs that hatched, 300 carried the gene that led to increased muscle growth. After 2 years, most had what Bradley calls the six-pack ab effect.
We call it a six-pack. We think it's very reminiscent of the double muscling that we see in Belgian blue cattle. So the fish actually have what appear to be six-pack abs that we see in humans, even though fish don't have abdominal muscles.
The first generation were then spawned, producing offspring that carried the gene for bigger muscles. Bradley says his fish may provide the boost that the commercial fishing industry needs.
If we were able to get these fish to the point where they would be accepted and could be grown, it has tremendous implications in increasing the mass of the fish and increasing the profitability of fish culture.
According to the research team, an estimated 500,000 metric tons of rainbow trout are raised each year in aquaculture facilities in the U.S. and Europe. Bradley believes his fish could provide a boost to the industry by allowing fish farmers to grow larger fish without increasing the amount of food the stocks are fed. As for whether or not consumers will want to dine on a fish with six-pack abs, that's one question that will have to wait for regulatory approval. For Reuters.com, I'm Julie Gordon.